We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney, last week you guys discussed the best part of living in Michigan.
Yeah.
What was the winner? Like, what do you think was the overwhelm? Was there a overwhelming feeling from ticket techs or callers?
Not really.
Or
up north, people love.
Yeah, I think just the Great Lakes being up north.
Mm-hmm. I said the people.
The four seasons, some people said.
So, yeah, some people would disagree with the four seasons.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I wish I'd been there. But as you know, from studying under the tutelage of Dr. Mike Valenti, I got to take the positive and turn it negative.
Correct.
Okay. So I'd like to know what's the worst part of living in Michigan, because I have a strong contender, and I feel like for the sake of this conversation, we need to just push aside the roads.
Yeah, okay, because we can all agree with that.
Because I mean, if we also what's up with the roads? I mean, the roads. Everybody, even Governor Whitmer can agree the worst part of Michigan is the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, our elected members of government have yet to figure out a way to
pay for the roads
or fix the roads.
Right.
So. If we put the roads aside and say, okay, that is the worst part of living in Michigan, what would you say is the second worst part of living in Michigan? 248-539-9797, the ticket text 97136.
Mine would be from, let's say the
Lions?
No. Yeah. The end of October through early May, the lack of sun. Not so much the cold, not so much the snow, but the gray and the go through months without even seeing the sun. That, to me, is the worst part of Michigan.
But wouldn't you say that's true of many of the states in our great union? I mean, granted, not Texas or Florida or California, but
even
Ohio's pretty gray. Okay. Illinois is pretty gray.
Yeah, I guess. So maybe not. But that
upstate New York, pretty gray.
Yeah, but other parts. Yeah, that to me is the worst part of Michigan. It just drains on you, the lack of sun.
It's very depressing.
Yeah.
It is. And there's actually physical, you know, the lack of melatonin and things like that. So I, in fact, mine is probably findable in other states as well. I just never experienced it until I moved to Michigan.
Which is?
I hate, and with every fiber of my being, I hate, and Stoney, I'm a big environmentalist. If there's one thing you always say about me, it's that Jamie's a big environmentalist. But if I had the power to take a chainsaw and go around every city in the great state of Michigan and chop down every cottonwood tree that there is, I would do it.
Wow.
I despise cottonwood. I despise it for a lot of reasons. I despise it because it drives my allergies crazy.
Okay.
I despise it because it seems like it's snowing in May and June.
Mm-hmm.
I despise it because all those little tiny cottonwood things go into your soil and then they sprout weeds. And so it looks like there's just tiny little cottonwood trees growing everywhere. And then it combines with the rains that eventually accompany the cottonwoods to create almost a supersonic paste that can just coat like your backyard or your driveway. Like sometimes you're shaking your head.
I've not experienced what you're talking about my entire life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Stoney,
really?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just so used to them, they don't bother me. I have no idea.
Do you ever look out your window on a perfectly sunny day and say, huh, honey, why is it snowing outside?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What's this white stuff all over your lawn?
I've never had it.
Well, in your case, it could be a different kind of white stuff.
I mean, I guess I know what a cottonwood is, but
I got to move where you live then, because
I've never been bothered by them.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sneezing. It just, everything about it annoys me. Is it doing it outside right now, Paul? Paul can point out our window right now and find a cut. And it seems to go on later and later every year. Like, I was under the impression that it was like, oh, it's a 2 or 3 week cycle. No, it's like a 2 or 3 month cycle. By the 4th of July, to me, all the cottonwood should be down off the trees. But no, it still comes. And then it comes down in clumps, too. Ah, oh,
it's awful on a golf course where you're trying to, you know, you think you're looking for your ball and it's cottonwood.
Yeah, and then sometimes, like it comes down in clumps.
Yes.
And so, you're walking up the fairway and there's a giant white clump sitting in the middle of the fairway. And you're like, oh, there's my ball. Oh, no, cottonwood.
No.
So give me one redeeming. It's like, you know how they say, oh, I hate bees. It's like, well, we kind of need bees.
Yeah.
Bees are good. Bees, you know, photosynthesis, cross-pollination, et cetera. I guess they're really not involved in photosynthesis, but you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
But mosquitoes serve no purpose.
No.
No. Much like cottonwoods. Yeah. To me, they serve no purpose. So, hate them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a deep hatred, Heather.
I see that.
Deep hatred.
I guess they just don't bother me. Never thought about it.
You're a lucky person.
I am lucky.
Yeah. So nothing you hate?
I hate driving in the winter. But that's not just a Michigan thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's always people on the road who don't know how to drive in the Michigan snow. And it drives me insane.
You know what? Here's something else I hate. And it's probably stupid. And these companies are fine companies. I'm not going to mention by name. But I hate the fact that we live in an area where, for the most part, people get their pizza from national chains rather than mom. Pop pizzerias.
I think that's true all over the country, though, don't you?
No.
It's very convenient.
There's too many of them around here. It's just.
But those are all over the country.
But not as, like, if you live in certain areas, like Boston, the Northeast, most people will, they'd rather go to their, and now with, you know, Grubhub and things like that, you can get your neighborhood pizzeria to deliver too if you want. You don't have to go to all the cookie cutter, you know, national pizza chains that quite frankly aren't as good as your local pizzerias.
More cost effective.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm a pizza snob. What can I say?
Well, then why don't you go to the other places?
I do.
Well, then what's your complaint about other people not?
Because I think people are being deprived. There's not enough local pizzerias around here.
Sure, that's there my are. Point.
There's not as many as you. No, there's not.
What am I missing out on here? It'd be like saying there's too many fast food restaurants. That dominates our country. Like, whenever they list off, like, the most popular fast food chains, isn't it always, like, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Pizza Hut? Isn't Pizza Hut one of the top national chains?
Yeah, okay, but most cities, there's a few of each. I don't think there's any city that has as many as we do.
Really?
And a lot of cities, they don't go to all these at times, unless it's past midnight, that's the only way you can get a pizza.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, wasted and you have to call and get them delivered by a national chain.
Oh, so you're worried more about the drunk pizza than anything else.
No. I think, you know, the individual pizza parlor should be used more.
248-539-9797. So that's your one big thing.
No, my one big thing was.
The gray skies.
Jamie, we're getting some good reaction on the ticket text. Here we go. Michigan football fans. I can see that being one of them. Sure, yeah. I can see one.
And they also live around the world as well. But yes, particularly here in Michigan.
The humidity in the summer. I love the October to May gray. See, it's where you grew up. It's where you've been. The humidity that we get here, at times it's bad, but it's so low compared to a lot of the country. You shouldn't complain about humidity. Should be one thing you don't complain about in Michigan.
Well, again, most people weren't born and raised in Philly like you were. So you're saying it's not as humid as in Philadelphia.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Even the South in the summer, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, most of our state, even in, you know, not just here, doesn't get a lot of humidity even this summer. It's the kind of the beauty of summers in Michigan is we don't get a lot of humidity.
It was pointed out to me that on our show, I bitch about the weather when it's really cold. Okay, so I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly never going to bitch when it's too hot.
Because I
much prefer, well, I know some people are different. They prefer the cold, whatever. What we're going through right now, I would take that 10 days out of 10.
Yes.
Maybe 10 days out of 11. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And by the way, I think my pizza stance is because of where I grew up as well. The Northeast of the United States, very big on pizza parlors and not using.
Yeah, in the 70s, Stoney.
No, not
it's
even
2019. Live in New York.
I'll go live in Manhattan, and people have their pizza places all over the place.
Yes, and they also have Little Caesars and Domino's all over the place.
They have them there, but I know tons of people that would never go to a lot of these places because they're not as good. All right. I'm off my pizza. I'm pizza biased. What can I say?
No, you're Eastern biased.
Okay, East Coast pizza bias.
Okay,
yes.
But again, East Coast 1968 pizza bias.
No, you see,
the world has changed. People want convenience.
Yes, they do. But if you go to Boston, I guarantee you.
Who cares?
Well, that's my point. That's what I don't like about Michigan. Sorry.
I don't think it's any different than anywhere else.
It is. In the East Coast, it's different.
All right.
It is.
Ted, let's do a Twitter. No, let's not. The Michigan turnarounds is the worst part about living in Michigan. You know, I thought about that, but I'm just so used to it now.
Michigan
that
lefts, yeah.
Yeah, Michigan lefts. I thought
about that too.
It doesn't really bother me. And I'm sure engineering studies have been done to show that it's more efficient or less efficient. I don't really know. People that drive the speed limit in the left lane, that's true anywhere you go.
Now, he says the drivers in Michigan are atrocious, and I heard Valenti talk about that, too. I'm sorry. The drivers here, I think the drivers here are as good as anywhere because we drive fast. You go to other parts of the country.
Not in the winter, though.
Even in the East Coast, they don't drive like they drive here. We drive pretty good here, I think.
I mean, yeah, anywhere you go, I mean, I've done my soapbox thing about the zipper method, about merging and things like that. I do think that the double whammy of the horrible condition of the roads in the wintertime and the summertime, and then the extreme road construction that's always going on in the summertime combines to make us ornery drivers. And an ornery driver is normally a bad driver. So I think we have a pretty good excuse, and that goes back to the worst part of Michigan, which we all agree is the roads. Electrical engineer here. We get a lot of ticket texts from electrical engineers. We appreciate our electrical engineering audience. Field diversity. If you live here, 98% of the jobs are automotive. Autonomous cars make it more interesting, but automotive in general is boring. You know, I don't know that it's 98%. I'd be curious to know what the actual percentage is, but it does seem that most people I know who don't, you know, obviously you and I work in this field, but do have some tie. Even people who work for Comerica or for a law firm or for an ad agency, in some way, shape, or form, their business is directly tied to the auto industry. So that is a very big one. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but that's very true of Michigan.
While this is not exclusive to Michigan, I hate geese. If it was legal, I would kill every single one, and the world would be a better place because of it.
What's funny is Heather's never seen a goose. It's crazy. It's mind-boggling to me that you don't know of the cottonwood.
I mean, I know of it, but I've never, like, it's never affected me. I've never, like, oh my gosh, I've never had my grass covered in white cottonwood.
You haven't?
No, and I've never seen clumps of it like golf ball size. Ugh. I'm sure it affects my allergies, but I've seen it where it looks, I guess, like there's white, you know, little clouds floating around, but nothing bothers me.
You know, I have a feeling what we've just done is we have now planted the seed, the cottonwood seed.
Now
in
I'm going to see it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Now it's going to be, it's like you've awoken. It'd be like if you live, you know, like see your husband or something else, and like all of a sudden you notice some personality trait about them that you never noticed before.
Yeah, and that's
and then
all
it drives
you, can focus
you crazy. Yes.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
People's attitudes. You go other places and people are much nicer, especially in the service industries. You land at Metro and immediately you get awful service and attitude, and it stands out from where you came.
Ooh.
See,
I don't agree with that.
I disagree, and here's the East Coast. I think people here are much friendlier than they are where I grew up.
Yeah, well, you said last week your favorite thing about Michigan was the people.
Yeah.
I used to travel all over for the auto show, too, people would pinpoint, they're like, you're not from here, are you? You're too nice. Like, they're...
Well, you are too nice.
I'm saying not just me, but like our whole crew. Mm-hmm. You could... We are very nice people.
Yes, we are. Yeah. What's so funny?
We are.
No, Greg just said, clearly a kid didn't say that to you.
Oh, no. No, definitely wasn't a child.
Oh, she seems really mean.
Ugh.
What do you hate the most about Michigan? 248-539-9797. It's Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.